Pandora's is not unknown terrain to many local skiers, but it does take a hike to get there. Maybe not for too much longer. An expansion of the ski area boundary is one of four key elements Aspen Skiing Company will consider this summer as work progresses on a new management plan for Aspen Mountain. SkiCo officials are mapping out the mountain's next two decades, including four major projects: replace 1A, reopen Ruthie's Restaurant, expand lift-serve terrain for intermediate skiers, and priority number one,
as soon as possible, we put in snowmaking to the top.
That's Rich Berkeley, SkiCo's Vice President of Mountain Operations. We're standing at the top of the NASTAR course on Aspen Mountain, near the intersection of 1 and 2 Leaf and Deer Park. It's not common, but there are times when, right around Thanksgiving, when skiers are hoping to hit the slopes.
We've had this surface, beautiful, groomed surface, right to brown dirt. And so this would fix that.
Current snowmaking operations end well before the top of the mountain. Berkeley says expanding snowmaking is not about being able to open early, but rather to open, period. Ski resorts are increasingly reliant on man-made snow, but in a warmer climate, it may not be cold enough early season to make snow at the bottom of the mountain. Berkeley explains.
However, your odds are that you're going to have, 27 and below at the top of the mountain versus at the bottom. And so it may give us the ability to get open on in a year where it's warm.
SkiCo's snowmaking supply comes from the city of Aspen, the same supply that brings water to taps, which means it has to get from town up to the top of the mountain, a seriously energy-intensive process.
I'd do anything I could to stop lifting water, 3,000 feet.
But there's not much Berkeley can do. An expansion would mean using a total of about 70 or 80 million gallons of water to make snow on Aspen Mountain each season. The small storage pond at the base of the Gents Ridge lift holds about 3 million gallons.
That is our bonus water, 3 million gallons, which is very little. It can go in 4 hours, and then we pump it back up. So it's horrible. I would love to see some high-altitude water storage on this mountain would be ideal.
Environmental concerns like this, Berkeley says, are important to SkiCo, and in part because the U.S. Forest Service has to sign off on the management plan. If it is accepted, each project would have to go through separate environmental review. Roger Poirier oversees mountain sports for the White River National Forest. In the case of snowmaking, he says there are a few foreseeable environmental concerns.
We're protecting stream courses. We're making sure that all that snowmaking isn't causing erosion below or going to cause slope failure.
Wildlife and impacts to the watershed are primary concerns for the Forest Service. That analysis is still months or years down the road, and maybe even further for an expansion into side country. From the Walsh's ski run, you can clearly see the area tagged for new trails.
And then going out, the far ridge out there is McFarland's. That is well beyond where we're talking about.
A new lift would start about 200 feet below the bottom of Walsh's or Ludd's Lane and end on Richmond Ridge, a few hundred feet above the top of the gondola. It's likely at least 5 years away, Berkeley says, but eventually the hope is to add 185 acres in the Pandora's area. It would add about 30% more terrain to the ski area and push it to the limits of the Forest Service permit. Most of it would be wide, groomed trails for intermediate skiers.
And then the rest of the terrain would be heavily gladed, is the way I'd describe it. And that is, 30 to 40% reduction in trees.
Across the ski industry, Aspen Skiing Company has a reputation as a leader on environmental concerns. So while Berkeley admits that
it's increasing your acreage certainly increases all the negatives,
he also says that a 30% reduction in trees wouldn't really have that much impact.
We lose terrain every year because we have more forest growth than we have trees taken out.
Poirier says this is difficult to measure, but the Forest Service is working with SkiCo on conceptual ideas and is likely to support an expansion. This part of the forest is designated for recreation, and Poirier says too much growth is unlikely in Aspen anyway.
I think these are mature resorts that are looking at fine-tuning versus major development.
SkiCo plans to submit the new Aspen Mountain Master Plan this summer. Elizabeth Stewart-Severy, Aspen Public Radio Environment Desk.